Scopolo vi invita all'ascolto di On the Air, alla scoperta della radio dei vecchi tempi, a cura di Massimiliano Cattani. On the Air.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama. Old Pete Belden.
Salve a tutti da Massimiliano Cattani e benvenuti per questo che sarà il nostro ultimo incontro con i tesori della radio del passato e in particolar modo con l'ascolto dei programmi dedicati alla buona musica andati in onda negli anni 30 e 40 del Novecento. Questa nostra ultima puntata sarà dedicata all'orchestra di Glenn Miller, con la quale abbiamo anche inaugurato questa serie di trasmissioni. In questa occasione ascolteremo l'orchestra di Glenn Miller in un programma andato in onda nell'estate del 1940 dal Café Rouge, che si trovava all'interno dell'Hotel Pennsylvania di New York City. E questa che noi ascoltiamo è la serata conclusiva di una lunga serie di esibizioni e di trasmissioni che l'orchestra di Glenn Miller aveva effettuato in quel locale, il Café Rouge per l'appunto. L'atmosfera di congedo e di gran finale pervade più o meno tutto il programma. Infatti l'annunciatore Al Robinson all'inizio e anche più avanti a più riprese pone in risalto il fatto che quella che sta avendo luogo è la serata di gala di fine stagione, e lo stesso Glenn Miller interviene in prima persona per due volte per ringraziare per la buona riuscita delle trasmissioni tutti quanti vi hanno a vario titolo preso parte, quindi il pubblico in sala, la struttura dell'hotel e l'emittente radiofonica, e coglie anche l'occasione per informare che a partire dalla settimana successiva il suo posto verrà preso al Café Rouge dall'orchestra di Larry Clinton, un'altra ottima formazione che godeva di buon successo in quegli anni negli Stati Uniti d'America. I brani che ascolteremo, come al solito, sono alcuni strumentali e altri cantati. Le voci sono quella di Ray Eberly, l'ormai collaudatissimo vocalist dell'orchestra di Glenn Miller, con la sua impostazione assai romantica e sentimentale, e potremo anche apprezzare la brillante e allegra voce femminile della bravissima Marian Hutton. In quell'occasione il programma durò un po' più a lungo del solito, tant'è che per evitare lo sconvolgimento della successiva programmazione radio di quella sera, a un certo momento un annunciatore in studio decise che era venuto il momento di dichiarare la fine del programma stesso, e quindi noi ascolteremo la conclusione della trasmissione, che avviene in modo un po' repentino, un po' brusco. Ma siccome io non voglio che la nostra ultima puntata si concluda proprio così, allora per il momento vi lascio all'ascolto di questo bellissimo programma, e poi quando esso sarà finito ci ritroveremo affinché io possa salutarvi come si conviene. Per il momento, buon ascolto.
On the air.
The National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to Glenn Miller's music. Thank you. the haunting melody Moonlight Serenade brings to listening America a special treat tonight. You're to be the radio guests at the gala celebration to say farewell to the nation's number one band leader, Glenn Miller. Completing tonight a record-breaking engagement at the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania, the Statler Hotel in New York City. Tomorrow, Glenn and the boys will head for Points West for the summer months. Well, that's your gain and our loss. But right now, yours truly, Alan Robinson, our NBC engineer, Courtney Snell, and hundreds of guests are here to say so long to Glenn and the boys. So we invite you to join us and listen to some of this grand music. It would be just like Glenn Miller to play all of your favorites tonight, and the first number certainly carries out that idea. Johnson Rag.
Hey! Hey, Johnson!
That comes to mind now for music is one of those grand ballad arrangements by Glenn Miller to feature his five-man reed section and bring us the voice of Ray Eboli, Gaucho Serenade.
Colorful sombrero, and he sings, and the melody he brings so tenderly plays is called the Gaucho Serenade. Patio, you'll find him. Si, senor, he would go from door to door, leaving happiness behind him. All the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade, and hear the gaucho serenade. Gaucho serenade.
As Glenn Miller and company make their swing through the country, there's a little lady you're bound to meet and learn to love just as we do. We speak, of course, of Marion Hutton, heard right this very minute in a little ditty titled Boogit. Of sign language that goes with that number that probably you'll get to see sometime very soon. Time for another ballad now, a Glenn Miller arrangement of The Sky Fell Down, Ray Eberle to sing.
Fell down when I met you. The green of the countryside had turned to blue. I had the moon right on my fingertips. first we kissed, there were stars on your lips. To be with you just made it seem that walking on snowy clouds was not a dream. You gave to me all this and heaven too. When the sky fell down and I met you,
National Broadcasting Company, bringing you the final broadcast for the season of Glenn Miller and his orchestra from the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. Glenn's next certainly reflects the mood that prevails here in the Café Rouge tonight, and we hope everywhere. I want to be happy. What would you like to hear Glenn Miller play next? Well, we wager after that fast one, it would be a ballad. And if we were to take a census of opinion, and census is very much in order these days, we wager that you'd like to hear Starlit Hour. Yes, you would. Ray Everly to sing. Thank you.
both our hearts are throbbing like two guitars. Love here in the starlit night, whispering lullabies. Let me dream forever underneath the silvery sky. Will it be just as sweet again, the glamour, the glory that we know? Will I find when we meet again the glamour, the glory still aglow? But tonight, let us forget tomorrow. Love will bloom and flower in the starlit hour with you.
On the air, old time radio.
Inasmuch as tonight is Glenn Miller's last broadcast for this season from the Cafe Rouge in Hotel Pennsylvania, I know that you listening in on the air would be very disappointed if you didn't have a word from him, and I know that he'd be very disappointed if he didn't get to say it. So here's Glenn Miller.
Thank you very much, Al. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We feel that this being our last broadcast for the time being from the Café Rouge, that it's apropos that we say something about our stay here. It has been a most pleasant one, and the hotel has been wonderful in showing us every courtesy to make it as pleasant as possible. And I'd like to also thank the National Broadcasting Company for their placing at the disposal of their networks at our command for use and broadcasting to you people. We've enjoyed playing for you, and we hope that you've enjoyed listening to us. NBC has bent over backwards in making these broadcasts as good from a technical standpoint as is possible, and the rest of it has been up to us, and we hope that you've liked it. A little special credit, I think, tonight goes to our announcer, Al Robinson, our control man, Courtney Snell, who came over here tonight, usually their day off, to be with us on the closing broadcast. So, until we have the pleasure of playing for you again, why, let me say it's really been a lot of fun. There's only one bright spot in the whole proceedings, and that is that we're to come back to the Pennsylvania Hotel here in the Café Rouge, and we'll broadcast over NBC starting the first or second week in October, and we'll be here throughout next winter. And thank you for listening in, and good night.
All right, Glenn, and I'm sure that every single person out on the air will be right here with bells on, welcoming you back, and also on the air over NBC. Now, I've wasted all of my adjectives practically in describing this number before by Glenn Miller, so he's back with his horn and ready to beat it off. Here it is, Tuxedo Junction.
Thank you.
Well, Tuxedo Junction certainly makes a hit here. Ray Everly brings us the lyrics as Glenn Miller and the orchestra play Too Romantic.
On the air, old time radio.
We would like to call your attention to the fact that the Music Educators Conference program, originally scheduled for 12:30 a.m., may be slightly delayed and will be heard instead at approximately 12:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Moonlight and stars can make such a fool of me. You know you're much too near. And I'm too romantic. Wouldn't I be a sight on a bended knee? I'm startled when you whisper, I'll run if you should sigh. I must be so careful. Or I'll kiss my heart goodbye. You shouldn't let me dream, 'cause I'm your romantic. Don't let me fall unless it could all come true.
Marion Hutton is with us again.
Now, may I interrupt
you, Glenn?
Just a minute. You won't forget to tell the folks about Jimmy Dorsey coming in here tomorrow night, will you?
Well?
He's got a wonderful band, and he's a grand guy, and I know everybody's going to be very happy to see him here. And you tell the folks that I wish him a long and successful run.
Well, they heard you just as well as they can hear me, Glenn, and I'm sure that most everyone here shares exactly those feelings. Well, as I started to say, Marion Hutton with us again with a little ditty from Buck Benny Rides Again, entitled My My.
My tongue. me. I look at you, and what do? I get weak, can't speak, I just sigh. And though I try, the best I can say is mine, mine.
Listening to the music of Glenn Miller and his orchestra coming to you from the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Bene, siamo così giunti al momento dei saluti. Non mi resta quindi che ringraziare di tutto cuore quanti fra voi mi hanno seguito in questi mesi e ringrazio anche tantissimo i responsabili della radio che hanno riposto in me la loro fiducia e mi hanno consentito di proporvi questo percorso di ascolti sicuramente piuttosto inusuale, ma che nonostante ciò spero sia riuscito a incuriosirvi e a intrattenervi almeno un po'. A effettiva conclusione del nostro programma desidero farvi ascoltare il motivo tema, il motivo di sigla dell'orchestra di Glenn Miller, ovvero la bellissima Moonlight Serenade, e noi la ascolteremo nel momento finale, nel momento conclusivo con relativo annuncio di un altro programma andato in onda sempre nel 1940 e sempre dal Café Rouge nell'Hotel Pennsylvania di New York City. Quindi sulle note di questa immortale melodia e all'ascolto dell'annuncio offertoci dal bravissimo Al Robinson, io ancora una volta vi saluto con l'affetto di sempre e faccio a tutti voi i migliori auguri di un tempo felice o quantomeno che sia il più sereno possibile.
On the air.
As it heralded Glenn Miller's music, so does this lovely haunting theme, Moonlight Serenade, signify the close of another distinctive dance program played for you by Glenn Miller and his famous orchestra. Our soloists, as usual, have been Ray Eberle and Marion Hutton. The arrangements, of course, by one of America's ace arrangers, Glenn Miller. Very soon again, Moonlight Serenade will be inviting you to listen to Glenn Miller's music originating in the smart, spacious setting of the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania, the Statler Hotel in New York City.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Avete ascoltato il tuo On the Air,
On the Air,
alla scoperta della radio dei vecchi tempi, a cura di Massimiliano Cattani.